Begin the current daf, Masechet Menachas, daf Mem Gimel. Begin 8 lines down at the top of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues in the discussion from the previous daf, where the Gemara quoted a Bryce that said that Tcheles ain't labadika. You can't check Tcheles, and therefore you have to make sure that you buy from a professional, someone who really knows, to make sure that it's valid Tcheles. The Gemara had asked, as the Gemara discussed that there are ways of checking and inspecting to make sure that it is Tcheles, and not what seems to be the counterfeit, that of Kala Ilam, of indigo. So the Gemara says, you're right, it was regarding Tima, which were the two interpretations in Rashi, what that means, that there could be problems, even though it is Tcheles, but you cannot tell if it was checked with and then put back into the vat, which that invalidates it, or if they checked it from the vat itself. That's something that cannot be checked, what it was, and therefore that would be a problem with Tcheles. You have to buy it from a professional who knows halachas very well. But continuing on that theme, that there is a way to check and inspect what you find, if it's Tcheles or not, the Gemara tells us that Mar, which was the name of the sage, Mimashri, which was the name of the place where he was from, Aisi Tchelta b'shnei Rav Achoy. He bought Tcheles in the years when Rav Achoy was around. And Badkua, but Rav Yitzchak b'Rida Yehuda, he first inspected it. There was two ways of inspection we mentioned in the previous daf. He first checked it with Rav Yitzchak b'Rida Yehuda's version, which was that you mix it with certain ingredients, with urine, and you go ahead and you let it sit overnight, and then you check if the color weakens or not. And the ifrit chazusei, the color got weaker, which would essentially say that it's not chelos. But then he checked it with Ravada's version, vishtanu ilamal yusin, it got better, which, according to that version, that means it is tcheles. So Sabal Mifsli thought, okay, it's obviously not valid. But Amal Rav Achoy said to him, so what? Eloho lo techelti. So you're saying it cannot be tcheles, because you did Rav Yitzchak's version, and the color got weaker, which according to his version of the test, means it's not tcheles. But v'lo kala ilan hi, but neither is it kala ilan, which is the other option, that of the counterfeit, because according to Ravada's test, it got better. And that means that it's not kala ilan. So Elish Mamina, rather, he said to him, don't invalidate it. The inference obviously is that Shmuasa, the two different testings, the teachings of Rav Yitzchak and Rav Ada, Ahadodi Idmer, were said together as a compound. In other words, you use both tests to inspect and check if it's Tcheles or not, and they're not disagreeing. Rather, it follows. If someone first checked with Rav Yitzchak's version, so if Loi Ifrit Chazisa, if it doesn't get weaker, the color, so then Ksheris, so then it's Kasher, it's okay, it's Tcheles. If it chazuse, but then if the color gets weaker, then what you do is you go into the next test. But kinala b'ravada b'chamira arkasa, then use the harsh yeast of the barley. And that is Rav Ada's test is an addition to Rav Yitzchak's and explaining it. After that test, if the color had gotten weaker and you use Rav Ada's test, if ishtani l'mal yusik shera, if you put into that hard yeast and you baked it and it got better, then it's kasha, that means it is tcheles, legre yusuf sul, if it got worse, then it's invalid, then it's obviously kalil. Now, shalchem itam, so do they send from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that shemuasa adod itma, those two tests, those two teachings were actually said together, they're not two different tests, they're an explanation of other, and therefore, although you did the first test, and seemed like it was not, and second test, yes, that means it is tcheles, it was an explanation of the first test. And the Gemara brings a story, that Ramani daik v'zavim, that he was very careful to buy from a mumcha, from professionals, as we said in the previous daf, kechurim masnita, like the stringencies of the braises that said that ti'ima is going to be possible. You don't know, even if it's tcheles, what was done with it, was it tested and put back in, which would invalidate the whole vat, and if you need to have a mumcha. So Amalei Hu Sava, that elder said to him, hachi avid kamoy de kamach. The early ones that came before you, this is what they would do. They were very meticulous and particular about the halachas of tzitzis with the tcheles. And they were very successful in their dealings, in their business dealings, and therefore it's a good thing what you're doing. Continuing on these requirements of making sure the tzitzis that one is getting is kosher. If someone buys what we call tzitzis, someone buys a talis that already has the tzitzis strings on it, of ready-made talis in the marketplace. So says the Braisa, if he's buying it mi Yisrael from a Jew, so harei b'chaskasa, with the presumption is, that it's valid, it was kosher tzitzis. But if he's buying it from a non-Jew, so it depends. Men ha tagar ksher. If he's buying from a merchant, then it's kosher, because the person doesn't want to ruin his reputation, and obviously he got kosher tzitzis from a Jew, and he's then reselling it to a Jew. But if he's buying the tzitzis from a regular non-Jew, that's invalid, because maybe he went and he dyed it, and he did it, shalei lishma, not for the purposes of dyeing it for the sake of tcheles, for tzitzis, and therefore it's not going to be valid. Now, an explanation of the halacha, when you buy from a tagger, it's going to be kosher, says the Braisa, and that is because we explained that means that must be the non-Jewish merchant had bought it from a Jew. But that's ma'afa bishamro, though that we said, ain adam rishoylim kertalis mitziyat sisla b'kachavim, a person is not allowed to sell a talis with the tzitzit strings in the to non-Jew, atriyata tzitzit seo, until he first takes off the tzitzit strings. That's what the Braisa is saying. In spite of that, we say that must have been that a Jewish merchant had sold it to him, although you're not supposed to, and that's why he's selling it to a Jew, but he would only be selling kosher tzitzis as a merchant, it had been a non-Jew, to a Jew, and therefore it's kosher. Now, my time, what's the reason why we said that initially one's not allowed to sell a talis with tzitzis strings on it already to a non-Jew? So, hachar tagimu, here in Babel, they explained the mishum zayna. Either because what that means is that maybe that the non-Jew had a harlot that was a Jewess. Now, you're not allowed to sell him tzitzis because then he's going to wear the tzitzis and she's going to think, oh, he's a Jew and she's going to have relations with him. But then she's going to be violating the issur of leisat chatan by not having relations with a non-Jewish man. So now I'll sell the tzitzis to a non-Jew because then he's going to present himself to the non-Jewish zayna as a Jew. Or another interpretation is actually because the concern of that the non-Jew that he's selling the tzitzis to might have for him a non-Jewish zayna, and maybe he's going to give it to her in exchange for having relations with him. Then she's going to tell people, oh look, I have tzitzis. You know, I got it. I'm a zayna. You know who gave it to me? A Jewish man. And they're going to come to suspect Jewish people. So to avoid that, they said, you're not allowed to go ahead and sell the tzitzis, the talis with the tzitzis to the non-Jew. Now, Rabbi Yehuda, he says a different reason why you not sell tzitzis to a non-Jew is shema yislava yimay bederech, because maybe this non-Jew is going to be on a journey with a Jew. Now, the Jew is going to think that this non-Jew is a Jew because, look, he's wearing tzitzis. And he's not going to be careful to protect himself because he's with another Jew and the non-Jew is going to kill him. And therefore, to avoid that, you're not allowed to sell talis with tzitzis so that he's not going to dress up as a Jew and then cause one of these two situations that we described. The Gemara continues, Rav Yehuda, Ramit chelta leparzumid de inchi besi. Rav Yehuda put on tzitzis onto his wife's four-cornered garment. And additionally, another thing that he did is that every single morning when he would be putting on this talis, umavarach kol tzarfelis atavat tzitzis, every morning he would make the bracha to cloak oneself in tzitzis. Now that the Gemara asks, seemingly these two halachas contradict each other. Midirami, from the fact that he put on tzitzis to his wife's garment, obviously k'savri, he held that women are obligated in tzitzis. Obviously he holds mitzvah to say shaloi hazman garamu. Obviously it's not a time-bound commandment where the time of the mitzvah tzitzis is during the day and the night time, because if it was a time-bound mitzvah, then women are pater from mitzvah to say hazman garamu. So obviously he held that nighttime is the same zman of tzitzis too. So then, then why did he make a bracha on his tzitzis every single morning? The first time he put on his tzitzis, and when it was brand new, he should make the bracha then, but then from that point on, it's like one long day, because the nighttime doesn't interpose. So therefore, it's one big contiguous mitzvah. Why is he making a bracha every single morning? So Zigmar Kei Rabbi, because he held like Rabbi. Yeah, although the tzitzis is during the day and at nighttime, but the time like Linda Braisa, tefillin, calls man shemenichan, every time he puts it on, Mavarchalein makes a bracha, Divrei Rebbe. So even though he put on at 6 o'clock in the morning, then at 9 o'clock in the morning, every time he puts it on, he has to make a new bracha. So therefore here also, yeah, although the mitzvah is the whole day of tefillin, but every time you put on, you have to make a bracha. Here also, even though tzitzis is the one's entire life, you put it on, it's forever, but every time you put it back on, you have to make a new bracha. And that is the more yachi, if that's the case, called shaitanami. So then every single moment, when he takes off and puts it back on, he should make a bracha. Why do you only make once in the morning? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, inish tzniyav. Rabbi Yehuda was a very modest person. The whole entire day, he did not take off his shirt that has the four corners on it. He only took it off at nighttime. So therefore, only in the morning when he put his shirt back on, did he make a new bracha like Rabbi. So then the Gemara asked, but Omaishna mitzafet, then why did he only wait to make the bracha in the morning? He should have made the bracha when he got up in the morning and he put on his tzitzis pre-dawn, when he's getting up to learn early in the morning. That's what people do. You get up before the morning time, in the middle of the night, to go and learn. Why do you only make the bracha on his talis in the morning? Says the Gemara, because ki mishani miksus laila luksus yom, because it was when he changed from his nighttime cloak to his daytime. Meaning, yeah, he would get up in the middle of the night, but he would wear his nighttime clothing. And in the morning time, when he put on his daytime clothing, that's when he would make the new bracha of his talis that has the tzitzis, to make the new bracha, because that would be a new exchange from the talis of nighttime to the talis of daytime. Like we said, like Rebbe, every time you put it on is when you have to make the bracha. Everyone is obligated in tzitzis. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, converts, Nashim, women, Vavodim, and slaves. Now, Shimon Paita ben Nashim, he says that women are exempt from tzitzis. Nesha mitzvah is such as Maguramahu, because it is a time-bound commandment, because according to Reb Shimon, nighttime is not the time of tzitzis, and therefore the time is only during the daytime. Chal mitzvah is such as Maguramahu, Nashim Matur is any time-bound commandment that has a specific time has to be done, women are exempt from. Now, the Gemara explains the Brisa, Amamar. The Tana of the Brisa said, "Hakol chayav mitzitzis." Everyone's obligated in tzitzis. Kahanim, Levim, Yisraelim. Says Gemara Pshita. Obviously, Dikan, Levim, Yisraelim, Batiri. If these three categories would be exempt, Man lechayav. Who's obligated? Those are the three categories of the Jewish people. Says Gemara, Kahanim mitzuchalei. They was required to tell the Chiddush that Kahanim are obligated. Why? So Gedai Techamina, you would have thought to say, "Hoyel b'ksiv." Since the pasuk says in Devarim. Which is a combination of wool and linen. And the pasuk continues, Gedilim taslach, you should make tzitzis strings for you. Which tells us that tzitzis could be made out of klaim. But what that tells us is, Mandulay ishtri klaim legabe belavisha, someone that it's not permitted for him to wear klaim. Hud mechayev tzitzis, as the pasuk continues, he is obligated in wearing tzitzis. Which we said that even he could even wear tzitzis, let's say, of klaim possibly. But hani kahanim, hoyel ve'ishtri klaim legabe, but the kahanim, who actually is permitted for them to wear shatnas, and that is because the belt, the avnet that they wore, had in it sheish and tchelis. Sheish is linen, tchelis is blue wool. So we would think that the next part of the pasuk of wearing tzitzis, loy lechayva, that can would not be obligated, because they're not in the previous part of the pasuk of not wearing shatnas. That's what the Brayis is teaching. Although kahanim are permitted in klaim when they're doing the service in the base of Migdash, but b'lo yidin avoid b'lo yishri, when they're not doing avoid, they're not permitted to wear klaim. So therefore, the pasuk does apply to them. But b'lo still b'shat in the semi pishon yaftim, and therefore does apply to them. Kedilam taslach. Now the brayzer continues. Reb Shimon paita ben Ashmi exempts women from wearing tzitzis. Says Gemara, my time with Reb Shimon. What's the reason of Reb Shimon? The time like we learned the brayzer. Pasuk says reisim oisai, that you should see the tzitzis. What does that tell us? Is prat lekzus laila, that excludes a garment worn at night, which you don't see. That there's no obligation of wearing tzitzis. So therefore, it's not a mitzvah a nighttime, only during the daytime. So it's mitzvah shares magarum and different nashim apaturis. That says the brisa ato'imim prat leksus laila. Is that really to say that reisimais is excluding a nighttime garment? Maybe it's excluding the garment of a blind person who doesn't see it. Maybe that's the case that's being exempted. That says the brisa. No, kishuaymi, when the pasuk says nevar mashter techasaba, that the garment that you cover yourself with is obligated in tzitzis, what's that coming to say? Harik susuma amar. That's obviously coming to include something that the garment of a blind person is obligated in tzitzis. Hamani mekamer reisimai says, then what am I understanding that's being excluded from that you have to see it? Pratlik sus laila is excluding a nighttime garment. On that says the brisa. Umari isal rabbis susuma lohitzik sus laila. How do you see this one pasuk that's including, one pasuk that's excluding? How do you know to include the garment of a blind person and to exclude the garment of nighttime? Says the brisa. Marba niksusuma. I would rather include the garment of a blind person, where sheyesh nabriyei tzlachem. At least you could still include in the reisim isal, because although he doesn't see it, but at least other people see it because it's daytime. But I'll be excluding the nighttime garment from tzitzis, which it's not seen by anybody, and therefore does not qualify at all for misum isai, and therefore that's the one that's being excluded, and ashad chasaba is including the garment of a blind person. Now, says the Gemara, that's the understanding of Reb Shimon. But for Rabbanan, that they hold that Laila is a zman at tzitzis, and therefore it's a mitzvah seisha lo yizman garam, and therefore they said women are obligated in tzitzis. So the Gemara asks, as we continue to Tamid Beis, so hay asher techasaba im abdile, what do they do with the pasuk of asher techasaba, where they don't need it to, like we said for Reb Shimon, include the garment of a blind person, because if they hold that even a nighttime garment is obligated in tzitzis, so for sure the garment of a blind person, where it's even more visible for others, it's just not visible for him, which if even a garment of nighttime, which is not visible by anyone, is chayiv, for sure that of a blind person. So what's asher techasaba coming to teach us? So the Gemara, they need it for something else, which is taught in the following brisa. The pasuk there earlier says, al arba kamfes kesuscha, on the four corners of your garments is where you have to put on tzitzis. Which says, arba, v'lo shalosh, has to have four corners and not three, which a talis has only three corners is exempt from the mitzvah tzitzis. Says the brisa, ato'ima arba v'lo shalosh, is that really what you say, that four corners and not if it only has three? Or maybe it's telling you that only if it has four corners and not if it has five corners. Says the brisa, no, kishu'oima, when the pasuk continues and says, asher techasaba, that which you'll cover yourself with, so we see this is what they're going to use it for, haribalas chamesh amir, that's already including the five-corner garment, that there you would be chayav in tzitzis, and therefore four must be excluding three. That says the Braisa, Man Mekayim Al Arba. So what am I going to do with on four, on the four corners? Arba B'lei Shalosh is four, not three. And that is the Braisa, Mari Isla Rabbis Balas Chamesh. We do see to include, we have one inclusionary term, one exclusionary. We do see to include the Chiyuv of Tzitzis on the five corner garment, Ulohitzi Balas Shalosh, and to exclude the three, maybe the other way around, maybe include three and exclude five. Says the Braisa, no, Marbani Balas Chamesh, I'll include the obligation on the five corner garment, Shesh Bechal Chamesh Arba, because you could still fulfill the Pasuk of Al Arba Kamek Suscha, because in the five corner garment there are four corners. But I'll exclude that of a three-corner garment, where there is no four corners in the three-corner garment, and therefore you can't fulfill the pasuk about arba kamesh kesuscha, and therefore that's the one that's excluded, and asher dechasaba, that's what the Rabbanu use it for, is including a five-corner garment. Says the Gemara of Reb Shimon, where does he know that from? He was already using asher dechasaba to include the kesuscha besumah. May asher nafke, learns out from the extra word asher, what's asher coming to say? Asher techasaba, the asher is an inclusionary term of a five-corner garment. But Rabbanan, asher le'mashmala, they don't understand that as an inclusionary term. Therefore, they don't know it from there. They know it from techasaba. And therefore, they don't, because they don't need to include the ksus summa, like we said, because they already include ksus laila, for sure ksus summa. Now the Gemara asks Rabbanan, Hayi re'isim oisim ma'avdile, what do they do with the other pasuk of re'isim oisim, where according to Reb Shimon that was being used to exclude Ksus Laila? They don't do that because the Rabban actually hold that Ksus Laila is obligated. So what have they learned that from the pasuk of re'isim oisim? Says the Gemara, my boy, look at the time, they need it for a different teaching that we learned in the following brisa. Pasuk says, re'isim oisim, you should see it, these words that we're discussing, u'zachartim, and you should remember, says the brisa, what the pasuk is telling us is, re'o mitzvah zu, see this mitzvah, the mitzvah of tzitzis, uzachar mitzvah acheres hatluyba, and remember, recall, a different mitzvah that's contingent on the tzitzis. Ve'ezazu, what mitzvah is that? Zu kriyishma. This is a mitzvah of reciting kriyishma in the morning, because when you could recognize the coloring, the dye of the tzitzis, that's the time when you're supposed to recite kriyishma. So when you see the tzitzis, if you could see it, oh, that should remind you that the mitzvah of saying kriyishma. It's not like we learn the Mishnah Maseches Brachos. Meimis akarin the Shema b'shachris. When could you start saying Shema in the morning? Says the Mishnah b'shayakar ben tcheis l'lav. When you could tell the difference between the blue wool and the white, that's when it's time to say Krishma. Therefore, that's what the pasuk is saying, is Rishma. You could see it, then there's Chartim. You should remember that there's a mitzvah of saying Krishma. Or another interpretation of Tanya Yitichud, in another brace, it says Rishma is to his Chartim. You should see it, and you should remember. What does that tell us? Re'i mitzvah zu, see this mitzvah tzitzis, v'zachar mitzvah acheres hasmuchel, and remember another mitzvah that's near it, meaning in the Torah. Ve'ezazu, which mitzvah is that? Mitzvah klaim. So when you'll see the tzitzis, you remember the pasuk right near it, which is the mitzvah of klaim. That's something like the pasuk says in the Nevarim. It says, "Loishel b'shatnes temer pishlam yachtav." Do not wear klaim when it's a mixture of wool and linen. And the pasuk continues, "Gedilam taslach." A tzitzis you should make for you, which actually in tzitzis itself is permitted klaim. But when you see it, you'll know that generally it's forbidden to wear klaim. Continuing on this pasuk of Re'isim Ma'aseh, says the Gemara Tani Dechulun, another brace. It says Re'isim Ma'aseh is chartim, and now we continue with more words in the pasuk to expound. You should see it, and you should remember as kol mitzvah Hashem, all the mitzvahs of Hashem. What that tells us is, because kivish in the schayib adem mitzvah zu, once a person is obligated in this mitzvah, meaning when it's already daybreak, that you could fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis, then the schayib b'chol mitzvahs kulan, then you're obligated in all the mitzvahs, because most mitzvahs apply during the daytime. Or another interpretation is, once a person becomes obligated in this mitzvah, meaning he turns 13 years old, then he becomes obligated in all the mitzvahs. The Reb Shimon, and the Tana of this Braisa is Reb Shimon, who says that women are exempt from tzitzis, because the Amar Mitzvah Seishas Magrama, he says it's a time-bound commandment. Because if the Braisa was like Rabbanan, then they would hold women are obligated in tzitzis too, then you wouldn't be able to say then you become obligated in all mitzvahs, because women are actually exempt from any mitzvahs. Rather, it's like Reb Shimon, which when you become obligated in tzitzis, then you're obligated in all the mitzvahs, which applies for a male, again, either when he becomes 13 or every morning when it becomes daytime. Tani Dechul, another brisa expounding on this pasuk, says Re'isa Ma'isa u'zachartem, that you should see them, the tzitzis, and you should recall as kol mitzvahs Hashem, all the mitzvahs of Hashem. What does it mean, kol mitzvahs? Because shkula mitzvah zu, this mitzvah is equivalent, connected kol mitzvahs kulan, correlating to all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Why? Well, first of all, because it says as kol mitzvahs. Additionally, it's because the gematria, the numeric value of the word tzitzis, is 600, with the five knots on the tzitzis strings, with the eight strings, makes for a total of 613 correlating to the Targ mitzvahs. Tanya Dechulun, another brace, it says in the Pasuk, Re'isim Ma'aseh, you should see them, u'zachartem, you should remember, and the Pasuk continues, v'asisim, and you should do the mitzvahs. What that shows us is chronology over here, which is Re'iyah, seeing the tzitzis, mevil de'ezchira, brings a person to remind himself about the mitzvahs, and zechir mevil de'asiyah, and recalling the mitzvahs brings a person to actually go ahead and do the mitzvahs. Reb Shimon ben Yechoi, he says, kol hazaras b'mitzvah zu, whoever has zeal with alacrity to fulfill this mitzvah, zeich mekabel b'nei shchini, he merits and he receives the divine presence. Why? Ksev HaChad says over here, re'isim oisai, you should see, which generally translated as it, which refers to the tzitzis. However, oisai could be translated referring to something else, because Ksev HaSem is a passing devarim that says, es Hashem lekechav tira, Hashem your God you should fear, v'oisai savad, and him you should serve, which just like over there, him, oisai, refers to the divine presence, here also, re'isim oisai refers to seeing him, seeing the divine presence. Tanu Bamu learned the Braisa, Chavivin Yisrael, the Jewish people are very dear. Shesivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mitzvah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu surrounded them with mitzvahs. You have tefillin b'rishayin, they have tefillin on their head. V'tefillin b'zrayisayin, they have tefillin on their arms. V'tzitzit b'bigdein, they have these tzitzit strings on their garments. U'mezuzin l'peschein, they have the mezuzahs on their doorways. V'alein Amad David, and regarding these mitzvahs that a person is surrounded with, David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Sheva b'yem hilal ticha, seven times during the day I praise you, or seven types in the day I praise you, amishpati tzikecha, on the commandments of your righteousness, which is referring to the tefillin on the head and the arm, that's two. The four tzitzis is four, and the mezuzah, if it makes a total of seven praises for the mitzvahs that a person is surrounded with. Now, but when David went into the bathhouse, he saw himself standing naked. He was without any mitzvahs. There's no mezuzah on the bathhouse. He's not wearing tefillin. He's not wearing tzitzis. Amar oily shemit arm belay mitzvah. He says, "What would it be? I'm standing naked without any mitzvahs." Once he remembered his circumcision in his flesh, nesiyash v'daiti is when he calmed down. When he came out, he said, "Song." Shenem, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, Lamnatzeach al Hashminis Mizmor David, for the victor on the eighth is the song of David. What that means is Al Mila Shenit Shmini. He was singing a song for the circumcision, which is given the eighth day, which a person is never naked without mitzvahs. He always has the Mila in his flesh. Elizabeth Yaakovim, he says, Koshiyeshli Tefillin Baroishi. Whoever has Tefillin on his head, the tefillin mizrahi, tefillin on his arm, the tzitzis bebigdan, he has tzitzis on his garment, umezuzah bepischin, he has a mezuzah, a scroll on his entryway of his house, hakol bechizik, everything is standing steadfast, shal yechta, that this person should not sin. Shalom, like it says, the pasuk in Kehelet says, v'achuta meshulish, the three-corded thread, which in this sense refers to tefillin, tzitzis, and mezuzah, loy b'meher yednotek, does not easily become undone. Vayim Sotu says the pasuk in Tehillim, Chayna Malach Hashem, the angel of Hashem rests, Saviv Lireyev, surrounding those who fear him, who do his mitzvahs, Veichaltzim, and he saves them, he protects them from sin, referring to the righteous. Tanya Lutner Braisim, Yirmei would say, Manishtana Tcheles Mekol Minei Tzavayinu, what's the difference about this Tcheles, this blue one, from all other dyes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu designated it for this mitzvah of tzitzis? So on that he said, Memnisha Tcheles Deim Liyam, because the color Tcheles appears similar to the sea, which that itself alludes to the miracles that Kadosh Baruch Hu did for the Jewish people in the Yam Suf. Now, the Yam Dem L'Rikia, the color of the sea, is similar to the color of the sky. V'Rikia L'Kizakov, the color of the sky, is similar to the appearance of Hashem's divine throne. Now, so therefore, from the strength of seeing the Tcheles, a person remembers the Kizakov, because he goes through all those different steps, and he says, like, wow, he reminds himself of Hashem. Moreover, it's a beautiful thing for the Jewish people to have the form, the appearance of Hashem's throne on them, on their garments, they're wearing something that has the same color as the Kisei HaKavod. Shenem, like it says, the pasuk in Shemais, it says, V'tachas raglov, beneath his feet, meaning which is what the Rikia, the sky, is beneath the feet of Hashem, so to speak, is Kamaisa Livna Sasapra, is like the sapphire work, brickwork, Uche'etzma Shemayim L'tayr, and like the essence of the heaven in its purity. So we see that the sky has a sapphire blue look. Uksiv, and there's a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, Kamari Eben Saper, like the appearance of sapphire brick, is the Muskise, is the appearance of the Kisei HaKavod, the divine throne. So by the Kisei, it says Saper, which is similar to the Rikia, which also is sapphire color, which is similar to the throne. And we know that the Tcheles looks like the sea, and the sea looks like the Rikia. So therefore, all the steps will remind the person of the Kisei HaKavod. That's why the tzitzis are supposed to have, which a person sees all the time, is hanging out at the edge of his garments to remind himself of the divine throne. Tanya Lutner Braisam, Yirmei said, Gadol Ein Shei Shalavin, greater is the punishment of someone that does not put on the white strings on his garment, but tzitzis. Yesim ha'anshah shal tcheles, more than the punishment of not putting on the tcheles strings. Why? Mashal ma'adav adem, a parable that this can be compared to, is la'melech basav adam, to a flesh and blood king, sha'amal l'shnei avad, that said to his two servants, la'achar amar havali chaysim shal tit. To one he said, bring me a seal of clay. Now the reason is because they would make these seals for their animals and for their slaves, and they would buy them like a sign of in servitude, that they're slaves for them. So to one he said, bring me a seal of clay. He said, bring me a seal of gold. And both of them were negligent, they didn't bring the king the seal. Who's going to get the greater punishment? It's going to be the one that he said, give me a seal of clay, because that's more commonly found. And he still was negligent and didn't bring it, so he's going to get a greater punishment. Whereas the gold one is harder, and therefore its punishment wouldn't be as great, and therefore the white strings is easier to get than the tcheles, which is much more difficult, and therefore the punishment of not having the white strings is greater than not wearing the tcheles. Another teaching, time that we learn the rice of how your mayor said, a person has to make 100 blessings every single day. Shemak says a passing in the Devarim, it says, Va'ati Yisrael, now the Jewish people, Ma Hashem Akecha Shoyim Me'amech, what is Hashem your God asking from you? Now the word Ma could be read Me'ah. Hashem, your God, is asking from you, may 100, to make 100 blessings every day. So therefore, Rav Chiya, Bereder of Avya, B'Shabbato B'Yom Tovi, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, when you don't get every single Shemayna Esri Namid, the 18 brachas, because we don't say 18 brachas, we say much less, depending on how many brachas there are, but it's generally going to be just the three in the beginning, three at the end, and one in the middle. So Tarcha M'Malu, so he went through the effort to fulfill and supplement for the 100 brachas, with smelling besamim, umagdi, with certain types of delicacies that require brachas, and then supplement to make it up to the number of 100, which usually in the weekday is easier with the three Shemayna Esrei every day that each have the 18, 19 brachas. Tanya Lunda Braisa, Yermeya Emer, another teaching in the Braisa Yermeya said, there are certain three brachas a person has to make every single day, which is part of our Berachas HaShachar. Elohim, they are She'esani Yisrael, blessing Hashem that He made me a Jew. Shlo Yisani Yisrael, that He did not make me a woman. And Shlo Yisani Bur, that He did not make me ignoramus. Now, Ravacha Bar Yaakov Shamei Lebrei, Ravacha Bar Yaakov overheard his son, Dabakum Avarach, that was making the blessing. Shlo Yisani Bur, that He did not make me ignoramus. So Amalei said to him, Kulei Hainami, so far, you're praising yourself as if you're not an Amma Aretz? Or another interpretation is, so much that you're making a bracha that He did not make you a bur. I mean, I can understand why you're making a bracha that you're not a non-Jew and that you're not a woman, because they're not commanded in the amount of mitzvahs as a Jewish male. So it makes sense that you make brachas that you're commanded in the mitzvahs. But a bur, an ignoramus, has the same amount of mitzvahs as you. So Amalei, his son said to him, so ve'elamayimavarach. So then what blessing should I make to supplement to be the three blessings that Rav Meir said every day every person has to make? So he said, it should be shaloyasani ovid, that He did not make me into a slave. On that he said, but Hainu Isha, that's the same thing as saying that Hashem did not make me into a woman, either because a woman is similar to a maid, a slave, that she's in secondary to her husband the way a slave is to his master, or it means that it's the same thing as a woman regarding the halacha of mitzvahs, because a woman and a slave have the same amount of mitzvahs as the Gemara learns La La Mi Isha and Chagig Daf Da'al Manav. So if you're saying it's regarding mitzvahs, so the same thing is of it as Isha. On that he said, no, because Eved, a slave, is a continuum of Mimdal Manav, Ziltfei. Even though in regards to Matan Mitzvahs, but he's still more disgraced than a woman, although a woman has to, maybe could be secondary to her husband, but it's not the same thing as a slave to a master, and therefore it would be appropriate to first say thank you that you're a Jew, and then to say thank you that you're not a slave, and then to thank you not a woman, where although a woman is the same equal in that sense as a man, but in regards to the mitzvahs, that's a person that's praising that he still has more mitzvahs than a woman. Or another interpretation, what it means, ziltfei, what he was saying is, go and add on blessings, and if you want to supplement the three, make the bracha shleis on the oven. That's what it means, ziltfei. Eved, if you're right, maybe it's similar to Isha, but you want to make the three brachas, so you could still differentiate and say, shleis on the oven, and also make the bracha shleis on the Isha.